suppose your legs have married me and Hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Here we are once again, Madtown, each and every Thursday. As you know, Trey, we love to talk about the hot reality stars out there.
Oh, girl, we love to dish about our reality stars.
Yes, we do. Now, this particular one, we've been teasing you all week long about. Now, Tracy, you remember when you and I used to be actually young?
Yes.
You remember having a hot old ass that you could just shake and, you know, go out and do your rump shaking?
Oh, girl, I remember.
You just walking on by, your girl's looking all good and perky, and you're like, hi, you want to go out?
They would try to shake hands with people.
All the time.
Yes.
Well, listen, mine never did that, hence why I had to go see Dr. Bartel, the best in town when it comes to plastic surgery. But there is definitely one show that we have come across where it kind of feels like we are reliving our hot, sexy youth. So first off, take a listen to this.
This retreat is full of the sexiest people in the world.
I would rate myself a 10 out of 10.
Bring that here, reel it in.
This is literally heaven on earth.
Cheers to sexy people.
Thanks, guys.
I'm Lana.
Plot twist.
No go way.
There are conditions to your stay here.
Bloody hell.
No kissing or sex of any kind.
As if some robot is telling me I can't do anything.
It's not easy to go an extended period of time without any sexual release.
Think of your nad.
This retreat is to help you gain deeper emotional connections.
These blue balls are real thing.
And we'll find out.
Money will be deducted for any sexual activity.
All we want to do is rip each other's clothes off.
Not all of you have invested in the process.
I really don't care.
I don't look at him and just see sex. Maybe more can come from this.
I don't want to break the rules.
We're in sexual rehabilitation.
Starting to look at the fish.
Everyone's so horny.
We need to control ourselves.
Better cost me money.
Oh, God.
Time for growth.
What kind of growth are you talking about, bro?
All we've got to do is just keep our pants on.
That's all you have to do, Tracy, is to keep your pants on. And I will tell you, you definitely want to keep your pants off when you see one of the sexiest guys coming off of Netflix's show. Too Hot to Handle, Madtown, to say hello to Bryce because he is joining us today. Hi, Bryce. How are you?
Hey, girls. How are you? I'm doing fantastic over here.
Well, we hope you are. First off, we are hoping, Bryce, that you were able to get your boat in our parking lot okay today because Tracy and I are ready to go back with you to the beautiful seas.
No, that's fine. I'm almost there. We're en route.
Oh.
It's going to be trailered over, but I'll drop it off in the lake over there by you guys, and then we'll have some fun.
I like it.
You know, lake fun is really just an enjoyable time for all.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, watching you first come on the show, I mean, we haven't seen eyes like that on a human being in our entire damn life. And I'll tell you, Bryce, I've got one glass eye, and I thought that was painted pretty, but your two eyes are beautiful. So we just have to give you a clap for that.
Yes.
Clap him for
that.
Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know what? I thank my parents for it, but oddly, I'm a 6%er, which means both of my parents have brown eyes as well as my brother. So we did a DNA test too. They are my parents. It's weird. But yeah, I guess you have a 6% chance of getting blue eyes when you have two brown eyed parents. It's a weird. I'm an anomaly.
You're an anomaly.
Oh, yeah.
So you're saying if Tracy and you happen to get together, because Tracy has brown eyes, she might have a beautiful child that has your eyes.
That's even, you know, that's 50-50 shot. I mean, I'm willing to give it a go.
All right.
I love it. Hey, I got brown eyes, too.
Oh, okay. Oh,
there you go. Hey, I'm here for you as well.
Well, you are in the parking lot, aren't you? Waiting for us.
He is in the parking lot. So, Bryce, tell us first off, how did you end up getting on this fabulous show?
Gosh, it was kind of an interesting, random thing. So I had just got done finishing my first feature film that I directed and acted in. It's called Counterfeiters. And I was going through this this kind of limbo where I didn't really know what I was going to do next, if I was going to make another movie, which I'm planning on doing, or getting into some music, or do a bunch of stuff. I had nothing to do, really. And I got a DM on Instagram, just like you all have. Everyone's had it, you know, hey, be on a reality show type thing. But this one seemed a little different. It was from a reputable production company. I'm like, I recognize that name. And it said major streaming platform. And then I said, you know what, why not? So I responded. They called me immediately and kind of told me it was Netflix. And I said, you know what, that sounds pretty neat. Didn't tell me what the show was about at all. Didn't even tell me it was a dating show. Just kind of said, sexy singles for a month in an exotic location. Are you down? And it's kind of like, yeah. So basically we set up a Skype interview and I talked for about 45 minutes to an hour. And they cut something up and sent it over to Netflix. And a couple months later, I was in. That's a lot simpler than it sounded, but pretty much something like that.
Something like that. And I'll let you know, too, Matt Town, when it comes to Bryce being as brilliant that he is, I don't think they understand the amount of awesomeness that you did when it came to this particular movie, Counterfeiters.
It's real simple, man. I take a $1 bill. And I take a toothbrush. Bleach all the ink off of it, man. It comes off like it's not supposed to be there. It's crazy.
Step into a meth lab right now.
It's like a meth lab, but instead of cooking meth, well, you're cooking money. What are you doing over there?
Checking your 100.
How's it look?
Dude, I thought that was so sweet. I took a look at this, and man, you are really, really talented. So I had to let Matt Town hear that.
Oh,
absolutely. Definitely want to be checking that out.
Surprise.
Well, you know, we're a bunch of women who like to do our homework.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's my dad's birthday today. And so on my Instagram, I posted a little something. But my dad actually played the police officer in Counterfeiter.
Stop
so
it.
So I posted a little clip.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. You know, I was watching it and, you know, for the whole kind of concept of your mom having cancer and then you finding like, you're like, Mom, I told you to take the money out of my shorts when you wash it. And then it just goes on. So definitely, Matt Town, you got to check that movie out as well. So Counterfeiters. So you got a lot of stuff going on. But let's get back to the hot and sexy because that's what we really like.
Yeah, that's what we really want to talk about.
Hey, so Bryce, how has life been since the show aired?
Well, as you know, we all, it aired in like the heart of quarantine, right? So everyone was absolutely stuck inside and pretty much had to watch it, which was good and bad because, it was good because it feels like a lot of people watch the show, but, it is interesting because life didn't change too immediately because we couldn't tell. Now, everyone was kind of stuck at home. Of course, we got a nice little Instagram following, and we see a bunch of our face all over the news for random things every once in a while. But you can't really, you know, you don't really see if life's changed because you don't know how life is on the outside. I'm stuck on my boat over here. So I know in the last month or so, maybe last 2 months, everything, you know, before this new spike of corona, unfortunately, we had a little bit of freedom for about 2 months. And wow, how different it is. I pretty much everywhere I go, I get recognized. It's kind of fun, you know, but it's an interesting thing. It seems like a lot of people actually saw the show and it's all love, really, which I'm really thankful for. And yeah, it's been really nice. And a couple of the castmates either last year before the show aired or just recently have moved to LA and some of them live with me for weeks or months at a time before getting their own place and stuff like that. So I stay close with pretty much everyone on the cast as well. So it's nice. Life's good. I hope everything gets better soon in the world.
So
we can start enjoying something.
You know, it is so interesting though, when you first watch this show, because, you know, I had no idea what this plot twist is, you know,
right.
I think it was Chloe is the first girl that you see on the beach that comes on the show. I'm like, oh, hell no. Look at her body.
Seriously.
Hell no. And then another one comes out. And then another one.
Yeah, Sharon, I think. Yeah. Haley. Yeah. I think I remember. Yeah.
Sharon comes out. Yeah. And it's just like all these beautiful people. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw Francesca, I was like, okay, this is over. I'm done.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Can I be reincarnated as another woman?
Woo, we've got more hot ladies to talk about.
Yes, we do. Especially we want to find out who Bryce thought was super hot. It is all coming up with Chris in the Morning Rush with Reality Check
on 93.1 Jams.
Who gonna check me, boo?
Posure makes a married man hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And we are definitely having a great time with a very known hottie from Netflix.
That's right. We're talking to Bryce from Netflix's Too Hot to Handle.
All right, Bryce, we've got to know, who did you think were the hottest ladies on the show?
When I came down, the first two girls that I saw, who were the closest to me, and I was actually the most attracted, were Haley and Francesca.
Okay,
And they were very excited to see me, and I liked that. and then I met everyone. I thought Chloe, well, I thought they all were beautiful. I thought Rhonda was probably the most beautiful, but she was with Sharon and kind of David at the time, so I had to kind of... I was like, all right, well, that's got to give up on that.
Right.
Everyone's absolutely stunning. It's hard to say. Nicole, also gorgeous, and obviously Chloe.
Yeah.
Almost very quickly after I made my introductions and Kels laid down the law, essentially, pretty much everyone at the time, if you recall, really didn't like Haley and Francesca.
Yeah.
So I though, of course, with between them and I, we had a great relationship. And I really liked them, but I pretty much was given an ultimatum. I said, hey, I think for some of the boys, like, listen, you're either going with the house or you're going with them. So I decided to go with the house.
Right? Oh. For sure. I mean, I would be so intimidated, too, by, you know, some of the guys, especially, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a short guy. I'm 6 feet tall. And you walk in there and you had David's 6'1", he's a little taller than me, but you got Kels, Matthew, and Harry, who are all 6'6".
Wow.
And you're just like, all right, well, you know, I guess I'm not that tall. Wild.
Yeah. And you know what? I also really enjoyed watching kind of the things that you guys went through, especially for you.
Yeah.
I really thought the personality of who you were shined through when you guys went and kind of learned about yourself more spiritually, and when you guys had to put the paint mm-hmm. on your body
yep.
and you sharing with us saying that people would say you're not attractive.
Right.
I mean, that stuff was really raw and really real.
Yeah, I definitely took the situation and I used it to the best of my ability, because you figure I was there for, I think, 17 days, 16 or 17 days in total. And the rest of the rest of the originals, I think we were there for 22 days. So, mm-hmm. Five and a half days more than me or so. And we would talk about it amongst each other, especially the boys. All the boys were really close. You don't really see that on the show, but we are all very, very close, especially after the Heart Warrior Challenge,
yeah.
but even before then. But we would talk about it. We said, man, I bet you people would pay thousands of dollars to go on a retreat where it's just a spiritual retreat. You get rid of your TV and your music and your phone. You learn about yourself and you learn about just everything. And so we really took it to heart. At least, I mean, I think pretty much most of us did. I definitely did. I wanted to grow from the experience. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I have to agree with Chris. I love that part, because you kind of came in as this guy, like, I got a different girl every night.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go to this workshop and we start seeing a different side of you. And honestly, it really attracted me even more to you, because I'm like,
you're
human. That's why you do the things you do.
For sure. And it was funny when I told Tracy, because I had watched the show before Tracy. I'm like, ooh, wait till you meet Bryce, because he is coming on the show. But I was like, Tracy, this is what he says. He comes on the show. He says, I sleep with a new girl every single day.
I was like, no, he doesn't.
I was like, no, he said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. So, Bryce, we wanted to ask you. So, have you ever been with a beautiful chocolate woman?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. I don't discriminate. Come on now.
Good. That's right.
Have you ever been with a Caucasian redhead with a glass eye?
You know what? I don't. I think a glass eye would be new, but Caucasian redhead is an okay thing for me as well.
Oh my God! We knew we were gonna like you.
We knew that.
You know what? It's not something that I'd ever turn away. Put it that way.
I know that's right, Bryce.
I know. We knew that was right, Bryce.
We just knew you were so much fun. We just knew it.
We're just totally having fun with you. All right. So listen, every woman absolutely loves a guy to sing to them. Oh, so man. Bryce. We heard you sing, and we love it. We love that you play piano and all that stuff. So Tracy and I were just wondering if you don't mind if we just ask for a song request.
What, you want me to sing a song right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would love for you to sing. I don't know if you've got anything like in your repertoire you could sing for us. I know Tracy, you had a song maybe you'd like him to sing.
Oh, like a... I don't know, like a Barry White song or something.
He's too young for that.
Oh yeah, you probably don't even know who that is, do you?
Well, do you know what? I'm happy to be in my room right now, so I'm gonna get out my piano.
Oh, good. Okay.
Hold on. One second. Okay. 1 second. I got it situated just a bit.
He's got to get his thing situated. Okay.
How are your music rights? Can I cover a song? Is that all right?
Oh yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Because, you know, when I was on the show, they said, Bryce, we want you to play a song. I said, oh, great. I'd love it. I play songs all the time. They said, okay, well, it has to be an original song.
Yeah.
Because we don't have music rights. And I said, okay, well, at the time I had only written a couple songs. And I said, okay, well, all my songs are really sad. They're like, well, you don't have to play piano. And I'm like, gosh, how could I not play piano given this opportunity right now? So I sang a really sad song. Didn't make a lot of sense. But then they did follow it up with lots of other songs, which you don't see. But okay.
I love it.
I'll play it. Now I had just woken up. I'm getting all my excuses out of my system right now. Tell me if this is too loud, how this sounds.
Ooh.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm gonna
hear the piano a little bit.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let's see. What's a good song that I can sing for you guys? Do you like, who's your favorite artist these days?
Well, you know, if we were going to go sad, we could do like some Sarah McLachlan. We could do
Justin
Bieber. I could go happy. It's all right. Which way? It tends to be all piano songs tend to be sad, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You can just make one up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're just imagining you. It's okay.
I'll play a little song that I like to play. All right.
Walking home and talking low. Seeing shows and even clothes with you. Love is such getting drunk. You're staying up, waking up you. And now we're sleeping in the air, just holding something we don't need. All this illusion in our hands is gonna ring us to our knees. Can't let it go, just let it be. Why don't you be you? And I'll be me. Everything is broken. Leave it to the breeze. Why don't you be you? And I'll be me. And I'll be me.
How about that?
Oh, wow. My gosh. That is amazing.
I love that song, too.
Good. Thank you.
That's beautiful. And you just did that on the boat, right?
Yeah. I just created a nice little recording studio on the boat. That wasn't a part of it, but I kind of just tossed my keyboard on my bed and I have a little pool and I just sit and play right on it.
You're so awesome, Bryce.
He just whips it out on his bed.
It's close by.
It really felt like you were serenading us. It really did.
I did. I feel very close to you right now.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, so it worked.
Okay, it worked.
Okay, good.
Tracy's excited. Tracy's excited. Oh my God, that was so awesome. Thank you for that. That was super sweet. That was
super sweet. Thank you guys. Come on. Thank you.
Well, listen, there's something else that I absolutely adored because, you know, we've been all kind of going through this quarantine. At the time, we were like quarantining ugly. I mean, of our hair was falling out. Mm-hmm. All of our nails were falling off. Yeah. And it's just like now things are kind of rising again with COVID and things are getting shut down. So therefore, I took a load of you and I heard something like this was happening.
All right. We're ready to go. I'm cutting my own hair. All right. Okay, so just to give you an update on what just happened, LA just announced like 2 minutes ago that they've officially shut down all restaurants now. Restaurants now for 3 weeks. What else are we going to do? I gotta find a way to switch it up. Otherwise, I'm going to be freaking depressed. Never done it on an IG Live before, but I figured, you know, why not? Here we go.
I thought you did a great job, my man. You did a really nice job, Bryce, doing your own hair like that.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? Between us and your listeners, I've done it before. I have cut my own hair before. I played it up a bit. But I've never done it live in front of thousands of people, so that was a new thing.
I was like, wow, you're brave. And you've got great hair, Bryce.
You got fabulous hair.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
He's like, you girls are crazy. Yeah. You're crazy.
No, I love it. I love it. I'll stay on the phone with you all day.
Oh, we like that. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we have to ask, are you currently single?
Yeah, I'm single right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, well.
All right, that's good to know.
Yeah, Tracy's jotting down her notes.
I am.
Where is the boat in Marina Del Rey located?
That's right.
What lot?
That's what I'm doing. Don't be alarmed right, exactly. If I just pop up.
I'll send you I'll share my location.
Oh, good.
Oh, that would be fun.
Good. We're coming. Okay.
So Bryce, I know you mentioned earlier that you do keep in touch with a lot of the cast and everything. And,
yeah.
And I know I saw some interviews too. Like, so you're saying you're single now, but are you and Nicole like still keeping in touch too? Or how's that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. All the time. Everyone. I mean, I'm pretty close with everybody. Nicole's a doll. I mean, honestly, things would be so different if we were allowed to travel and be free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we're honestly, everyone's just so close. Or I'm, at least I could say, I know there's a little bit of dramas going around with like Harry and Francesca and whatnot, but I'm so close with both of them. So, you know, everything's okay.
Yeah, I had just seen that too, that those two just broke up. I'm like, gosh, man, I just saw them. Yeah. He proposed to her with like a fake
like a candy ring or something.
A ring pop.
Yeah, that's right.
A ring pop.
That's right.
So this show is just amazing. Netflix's show, Too Hot to Handle, which basically the scenario is a whole bunch of sexy singles hanging out. But here is the twist. And I love the twist that happens because it is a woman who we will never know what she looks like because she's a machine. Her name is Lana.
Yes.
And basically, anytime that any of you guys kiss, fondle each other, have sex, there's a certain amount of money that you all will win. And anytime you get caught, Lana will take that money away. So I think you guys started it out at $100,000, and I believe you each walked away with $7,500. Is that right?
That's right.
So what did you do, Bryce, with your $7,500?
Yeah.
Well, a part of it went to me making this little music studio for myself to see if I could work on my music and get a little better, a little practice, you know, during quarantine. People aren't really having recording studios being open and whatnot, so I figured I could do my best to practice and whatnot.
Well, you did a good job, and that money well earned.
Yeah, very good.
Money well earned.
Thank you.
And we'll let you know, Bryce, that anytime you want to come on Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams in Madison, Wisconsin, and play your hits, we can play that.
Oh, okay, well, I'll definitely be doing that. As soon as I get some singles nice and released, I'm definitely giving it to you guys.
Okay. Bryce, thank you so much for coming on our show today.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I had a blast.
You're so much fun.
Back at ya.
Yeah, back at ya.
We got to get you out on the boat.
Oh, we're going to get out.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Oh, yeah. First off, Bryce, before we let you go, and you probably would know this because all the hot ladies seem to live out there. Tracy and I, after watching this show, Too Hot to Handle, need to find bikini tops that smush our boobs down so that they hang out towards the bottom.
Right.
Because that's what we've noticed about the girls in their tops.
Yep.
The underboob, right?
Yes.
Oh, the underboob.
You can tell Chris and I are older. We didn't even know that that was a thing right now until we watched the show. I'm like, why isn't it covering?
It's so funny. So funny. Everyone thinks Too Hot to Handle girls invented it, which is fine. Why not?
Well, there you go, Bryce. We so enjoyed having you on the show. You are the star of Netflix's Too Hot to Handle. Please make sure you do. And also, you came out with an amazing movie, so congratulations. I know you had
many awards
for Counterfeiters, and we look so forward to having you on this show again because I'm sure more bright things are happening for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it'll be my pleasure.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, great.
All right, so Tracy, go get your bag because we need to go shopping, get our bikini tops, and we'll meet you out in the parking lot at your boat.
Perfect.
Yeah.
See you soon.